Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Paused for 30 days, but tariffs against China went into effect overnight. ABC Chief White House correspondent Mary Bruce has China's response.
China firing back. After President Trump's 10% tariff went into effect at midnight, Beijing swiftly retaliating with tariffs on American goods, including coal, liquefied natural gas, crude oil, agricultural machinery, and pickup trucks. China also restricting the export of critical minerals used to produce high-tech products.
Mexico and Canada both agreed to boost border security in exchange for the tariffs being paused. Sources say a handful of people working with Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency were spotted at the Department of Education on Monday. They also say his team has access to the agency's records. Musk says he has the blessing of President Trump and the authority to close the U.S. Agency for International Development. Democrats in Congress strongly disagree. This is ABC News. A Wisconsin family now suing after the death of a young man who suddenly could not afford his asthma medication.
22-year-old Cole Schmitnick treated his asthma with an Advair inhaler, costing $66 a month. But last year, his family says Walgreens told him the inhaler was no longer covered by his insurance and would cost $539. Unable to afford it, Cole left the store without it. 5 days later, Cole's family says he suffered a severe asthma attack, later dying at the hospital.
ABC's Andrea Fujii. Cole's family is suing Optum Rx, saying it should have warned him about the price hike. Major League Baseball firing an umpire once credited for calling a World Series game perfectly. Pat Hoberg let go for sharing his sports betting accounts with a friend who then bet on baseball. Officials say he interfered with the investigation, but Hoberg is not accused of betting on baseball himself. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Driftless Area Group is your local land surveying firm. Equipped with the latest and greatest technology, we guarantee to get the job done right and in a timely manner. As local professionals, we are trusted by the community and do our best to build relationships with every client we work with. If you're looking for a local land surveyor, give Driftless Area Group a call today at 608-647-9050 or check out our website at driftlessareallc.com.
This President's Day, discover the perfect piece for your home at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. From February 10th through 21st, for $7.99, you can choose from the Simple Joy Sofa and Love Seat to relax in style, the Bullenberg Dining Table with four chairs to bring the family together, the Lavenhorn Reclining Sofa with a drop-down table for ultimate comfort, the Hyena Full or Queen Panel Bed with dresser, mirror, and nightstand for a complete bedroom refresh. Your choice for just $7.99 plus tax and delivery. Visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street, Richland Center, where comfort meets community. Sale ends February 21st.
Coach Jamie Johnson here. How are your New Year's resolutions or goals going? Are you struggling? Have you given up already? Maybe you didn't even know where to start or didn't even start. I would love to chat with you about a systematic, structured, supported health plan that works. I say with our program, the plan works if you work the plan. Contact me today, Jamie Johnson, through Facebook, or you can call me at 608-604-7751. Mention the radio ad and receive a scholarship upon the order.
Wilkinson Auctions is proud to present our annual Hillsboro Area Equipment Auction, Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. This is a huge auction with tractors, farm equipment, tillage equipment, planters, trucks, trailers, combines, and more. We're taking quality consignments of equipment. Get your equipment up to the Hillsboro Auction Yard today. This is a live auction with online bidding available. The Hillsboro Area Equipment Auction, Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. More info at wilkinsonauctions.com.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we are looking at a chilly day today with polar air pushing down from the north, but at least some partial sunshine. Meanwhile, the next weather system will slide in from the south and west tomorrow and could bring us some light precipitation later in the afternoon, continuing tomorrow night. Temperatures will be kind of borderline, so we could see a variety of precipitation types from light snow to sleet, little freezing rain. So watch out for some slushy and slippery conditions out there later tomorrow. That system will move away, leaving us with dry and gusty winds for Thursday. Friday at this point also looks to be on the quiet side. The next storm system should slide across the region throughout the day Saturday, bringing a good chance of accumulating snow over all of the state of Wisconsin and surrounding areas. With several inches possible, could be some slow and slippery travel. That should be ending later Saturday night. Overall temperatures do look a bit chilly in that extended forecast. So today, look for partly sunny skies, high near 21, north northwest wind 10 to 15. Tonight, partly or mostly cloudy and brisk with a low near 8 degrees. Tomorrow, cloudy with a 30% chance of scattered light snow later in the day, possibly mixed with some sleet or freezing drizzle. High near 31 degrees. Wind out of the east-southeast between 5 and 10. Wednesday night, a light wintry mix is likely, low 24. Thursday, cloud cover giving way to scattered sunshine and breezy with highs in the mid-30s. Heading into Friday, partly cloudy with less wind, low 10 degrees, high in the mid-20s. Saturday, cloudy with snow likely most of the day. Right now, looks like 2 or 3 inches could fall, low at 14 with a high of 29. Sunday, partly cloudy and chilly, low near 11, high of 23. And next Monday, partly cloudy, high 22. There could be some snow moving in again toward next Monday night or Tuesday. Have yourself a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com. Currently in Richland Center, we're at the overnight low of 6 degrees. The bottom fell out this morning a little bit. 33 was yesterday's high. The record high on this day, 55 in 1890. The record low, 33 below zero in 1996. Last year's high was 48 and the low, 23. Sunset will occur at 5:17 this afternoon. Sunrise time tomorrow morning, 7:13. An east wind is right around 4 miles per hour, and the barometer is at 30.48. Up slightly this morning, no precipitation. We're getting some sunshine. Following a low a midnight reading of 24 at the overnight low, the current mark, it is 6 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
Sports Time is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel. Local people serving you with the good stuff. By Badgerland Flooring, Richland Center's top flooring provider, boasting over 40 years of expert installation experience. Located in southwest Wisconsin, proudly serving local communities with a commitment to quality and exceptional service. Also sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. A look back at last night's high school events coming up, and the Bucks were dismantled on the road last night.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center and Highway 61 Boscobel.
I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports. Barneveld won a girls basketball game against River Valley last night by a final score of 52-37. The host Blackhawks played well throughout, trailing 15-5. River Valley came back to lead 25-24 at halftime. Barneveld trailed 28-26, but then went on an 18-0 scoring run to take a lead in the second half they would not give up, on the way to improving to 14-6 on the season. River Valley was led in scoring by Ella Myers with 13. Brooklyn Stokes added 11. Alexis DeVinny scored 6. Bella DeVinny had 4. Mackenzie Woodhouse 2. And Heidi Heglin had 1. The Blackhawks made 3 three-pointers and went 8 for 13 at the free throw line. Their season record is now 10-9. The Golden Eagles won the JV game 44-35 over River Valley. Barneveld's varsity was led in scoring by Isabel Durst with 24. She recently scored her 1,000th point for the Golden Eagles. Bryn Meyer had 14, Aaron Lassie 7, Maya Norton made a 3, and Eliza Gordon and Hannah Esch each had 2 points. Barneveld made a total of 3 three-pointers, and they went 3 for 6 at the line. Head coach Jim Myers became Wisconsin's all-time winningest girls basketball coach when his team won a game earlier this season. Prior to last night's game, I congratulated him on the honor.
It's something that's just longevity, but you still have to have a lot of good kids to get to that point.
Yeah, winning as girls basketball coach in the state. Could you see a coach starting out now and having that kind of longevity? Is it tougher coaching now, or how do you look at it?
I think it's tougher coaching now. I think back in the 70s when I started, that was people's careers. A lot of coaches, Jerry Pettigrew and so on, guys that stuck around for 25, 30 years, that were teachers. And I never was a teacher, but, I was able to be in town and had my own business, so I was there. But it's tougher now. I think the average is down pretty low to what people want to stick around anymore, which is too bad because continuity helps a lot.
I think one of the successes anymore, you have to coach pretty much year-round, through summer and everything. That wasn't probably the case when you started, was it?
Well, we were able to do some, and I think that's what got us going a little earlier. We were able to do a little bit and got kids into some tournaments and whatever, but it's in a small school, and I'm sure River Valley's the same way down here too. You got a lot of kids doing the same thing, and you got to split them up and let volleyball have their share and softball have their share and basketball, so then it gets tougher to get a lot of time in with them.
The coach of Barneveld, Jim Myers. Following the 52-37 varsity win, Barneveld will play at Dodgeville tonight. River Valley will now prepare for conference rival Platteville on Thursday night. Riverdale fell to Highland on Monday evening, 59-50, and they fell to 10-9 on the season. The Riverdale girls led by Zuri Dennis with 16. Lily Barr scored 13. Kennedy Cooey hit 3 threes for 9 points. Forwards Bailey Harris and Macy McKay each added 6 for the Chieftains. The varsity girls hit the road tonight looking for their 5th conference win of the season when they play Iowa Grant. Highland improved to 8-11 on the season with a win. They now have won 3 out of the last 4 games. Adeline Esser led the Cardinals with 23, including 4 three-pointers. Kate Terrell and Sophie Terrell had 11 and 10 points each. Celia Olson and Caitlin Miller each had 5. Highland will next be in action when they head to conference rival River Ridge coming up on Thursday night. Elsewhere, River Ridge was the winner over Boscobel in girls basketball, 65-14. Cuba City, 74-62 over Platteville. River Ridge, Illinois over Benton, 66-28. Viroqua, 66. Toma, 61. Belleville, 59. Belmont, 55. Boys basketball last night. It was senior night at Ithaca. The Bulldogs honoring their senior boys. And they were winners against Iowa Grant, 63-45. Devin Iam had 14. Cody Burns, 13. Sammy Clary, 10. River Ridge, 77-36 over Boscobel. Hillsboro, 76. Lafarge, 39. Royal, 64-41 over Mauston. Mineral Point, 79. Lancaster, 50. Cuba City, 54-41 over Platteville. Westfield, 76. New Lisbon, 42. Potosi, 80. Southwestern, 75. Cassville, 71-61 over Schulzburg. Belleville, 72. Wisconsin Heights, 42. Wisconsin Dells, 54-53 over Lodi, and Marcus Ann beat Portage 70 to 58. On tonight's schedule, girls basketball, as mentioned, Riverdale at Iowa Grant, Southwestern at Mineral Point, Boscobel at Cuba City, Darlington at Fenimore in the SWAL, Ithaca is at Kickapoo in the Ridge and Valley, DeSoto at Lafarge, and Seneca at Waseca Steuben. Potosi Cassville is at Lancaster as well. Boys basketball, Stoughton at Reedsburg, Sparta at Viroqua, Fenimore at Lancaster. Riverdale travels to Kickapoo. They'll start early tonight. The JV game begins at 4:30. And Westby at Richland Center. That's our featured broadcast tonight, boys basketball, from the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. And we're getting set for wrestling action. It's conference tournament Saturday coming up this weekend at the Scenic Ridge and Rivers Tournament in Elroy at Royal High School, and also at Prairie du Chien for the SWAL-SWC Traditional Clash. I talked to co-head coach Dan Makovic of River Valley yesterday about how his team has been faring, and they have still been busy lately.
The wrestlers that we had competing this weekend were only the girls for varsity competition. Montana Joels, Aubrey Conway, and Mackenzie Schulte all wrestled at the girls' Regional Center invite, which was awesome. It's nice to see that there's a lot of local wrestling opportunities for these girls now, and it was really cool that we were able to get something going, and then Regional Center was able to get something going, and I know that everyone's hoping that those things continue. We did send some of our boys to the JV Timberwolf Scramble. Typically, that's a tournament where there's some varsity competition to go along with the JV kids. They don't really go with weight classes. They just weigh everybody in and just pair them up based on ability. And it's just good to get a couple matches in before this big tournament run we're about to have.
Absolutely. And so you're working this week. What are some things you work on in practice this time of year in February?
To be honest with you, one of the things that we focus on is now we're starting to scout what teams are going to be seeing the next 4 weeks. And one of the things we typically run into with teams like Fenimore and Iowa Grant is they really want to control the ties. So we work on getting away from ties in different situations. And one thing we work on hard right now is the Russian or two-on-one arm tie. Those teams like to get to that, utilize it. And right now, the way it's called in a match is if someone has a two-on-one tie and you're not doing anything defensively to get away from it, you're stalling. Which is very interesting because in the past, it used to be if you're holding the two-on-one and doing nothing, then you're stalling. So there's just a lot of different little tweaks and game plan things that we're going to be working on and looking at, you know, who we're going to be wrestling a lot.
Dan Makovic at River Valley. WRCO's coverage coming up on Saturday. And, of course, the weather looks a little tricky for Saturday as well. We'll keep you posted on those notes and any events and if they change coming up for this weekend. That's still quite a ways away. Bowling scores from the Major Bowling League. Series high, Lonesome Dove Tavern, a 34-93 series. New York Life, 34-74. Cardinal CG, a 34-36. Team high game, Geary Construction at 12-37. Lonesome Dove Tavern at 12-28. New York Life, a 1,200 game. Series high, Ken Nix Jr., a 662. Todd Gruber, a 653. Ken Nix Sr., a 649. And for the high game honors, a tie, three-way tie. Kirk Bardo, Kevin Jasper, and Ken Nix Jr. all had 246 games. Jason Edgerly, a 238. Derek Calland with a 236 during week 22 of 32 in the Major Bowling League. On the state of Wisconsin scene, the Bucks were dismantled on the road at Oklahoma City Tuesday night. The score was 125-96. The game was more one-sided than that. The Thunder had a 41-point lead, 116-75 at the end of three. Milwaukee was playing without its marquee players, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Damian Lillard, Chris Middleton, and Brooke Lopez. The score was 39-22 after one quarter, and Oklahoma City toyed with the visitors the rest of the way. The Bucks record falls to 26-22. The next game is at Charlotte on Wednesday night. For the first time in 10 weeks, the Marquette Golden Eagles aren't among the top 10 teams in the AP College basketball rankings. A loss to UConn knocks the team down to number 11 after a 1-1 week. The Wisconsin Badgers slid down four positions to number 21. Both Marquette and Wisconsin return to action tonight. The Golden Eagles play at St. John's, and the Badgers host Indiana. Coach Greg Gard at his conference yesterday talked about the leadership of John Tanjay.
You know, he's played really well. That's an understatement, obviously, and he's done it in a pretty efficient way, and he's been pretty consistent, you know, other than not scoring at USC, which that's why this team is so good. We have other guys that can step up, and then when we have all parts clicking, we're a really, really good team.
Hear that game tonight on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450 as the Badgers take on Indiana. Last night in college basketball, number 16, Kansas over number 8, Iowa State, 69-52. And that is an update on sports for a Tuesday morning. I'm Phil Nee.
Hey, Bert, did you know it's your choice as a property owner to choose your title insurance company?
No, Holly, I didn't know that. How does that work?
As a property owner, you pay for any title insurance in a refinance or sale transaction on your property. So if refinancing or selling your home, please tell your lender or realtor to contact Southwest Title LLC at 608-647-8841 or stop in at 168 North Main Street for competitive rates on all your title needs.
We look forward to serving you.
The calendar has turned to February, which means winter sports playoffs aren't far behind. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand-new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. It is February, and Sun Prairie's Jimmy the Groundhog has told us we have just 7 more weeks of winter high school sports remaining. February also means the winter sports postseason gets underway, as hockey seed meetings are coming up this weekend, with boys swim and dive, as well as wrestling regionals just 10 days away. Before we get too far ahead of ourselves, let's look at what's going on in the hoops world. Last Saturday, we got a huge showdown in girls basketball, as Division I top-ranked Kimberly took on third-ranked Pewaukee. It didn't turn out to be much of a contest, as Pewaukee handed Kimberly its first loss of the year, 82-67, behind a game-high 28 points for Michigan State recruit Anna Tarian, as the Pirates forced the Papermakers into 29 turnovers in the game. Drew Doust of Southern Door moved into second place on the boys' basketball all-time scoring list in Wisconsin, with 27 points in a win over Brilliant, passing the legendary Mickey Crow for second all-time, as he sits at 2,747 career points. He's still more than 500 points shy of the state's all-time leading scorer, Anthony Pieper of Wausaukee. Among the big games on the schedule early this week is DePeer at Ashwaubenon in a key FRCC game. DePeer features Badger commit Zach Kinziger, while Ashwaubenon counters with Alabama recruit Amari Allen. This has been a WISSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISSports.net.
Heartland Christmas Trees thanks you for your continued support. Look for their holiday season retail outlets throughout the area. Heenick Printing offers high-speed digital color copies at the most competitive price and high-quality commercial printing and design. Inspired Innovations, love your look with a manicure and pedicure and the latest in hair services, or relax and rejuvenate with a massage.
8:22, time now for a vintage Paul Harvey program. The rest of the story, sponsored by Julie Karen State Farm, focused on relationships, not transactions. They help you prepare for and recover from the unexpected.
Now, the rest of the story. Once upon a time, there was a girl named Nellie Kelly and her boyfriend, Joe. The latter suggests they spend the afternoon at Coney Island, but Nellie had another idea. She said, take me out to the ball game. Because, you see, Nellie and Joe were not a real-life couple. They're the introduction to a song you thought you knew. The tune made its debut at Brooklyn's Amphion Theater, a vaudeville stage, in 1908. Since then, of course, it's become the unofficial anthem of America's national sport. The music and the lyrics, well, respectively, they were written by Albert von Tilzer and Jack Norworth. Albert was one of the most important popular composers of the early 1900s. His real name was Gum, which he changed to von Tilzer for his songwriting career. The latter became such a celebrated name that Albert's four brothers adopted it as well. His musical credits include Put Your Arms Around Me, Honey, and I'll Be With You in Apple Blossom Time. But when he died in 1956, age 78, his New York Times obituary began, Albert von Tilzer, composer of Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Likewise, lyricist Jack Norworth, who wrote the words to more than 3,000 tunes, is primarily associated with that one song. Jack began as a vaudeville entertainer while still in his teens. Shortly thereafter, he moved up and into the Ziegfeld Follies. But it was Jack who gave Take Me Out to the Ball Game its premier performance in 1908. But tomorrow's home run hit struck out during the matinee that day. For some reason, the afternoon audience was just not inspired by a song glorifying a sport. In fact, Jack almost gave up on the number, but he decided to give it one more try in the evening performance. Well, literally and figuratively, it was the difference between night and day. Jack recalled half a century later, the evening crowd ate it up. Now, that same year, Jack introduced another classic to the world, his own Shine On, Harvest Moon. But at the Cooperstown Baseball Museum, there is what Jack called an old hunk of paper on display, and on it is the first hand-scribbled draft of the lyrics for which Jack Norworth is forever best known. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. But Albert von Tilzer and Jack Norworth shared a secret. Had to do with their individual qualifications as co-creators of baseball's one and only anthem. I'll give you a hint. One summer morning in 1908, Jack was riding an uptown New York subway in which he spotted an advertisement placard above one of the seats that read, Come to the Polo Grounds. That, according to Jack Norworth, inspired the lyrics that made him famous, Take Me Out to the Ball Game. You see, neither Jack nor Albert were baseball fans. In fact, von Tilzer saw his first baseball game more than 20 years after he wrote the music. And Jack Norworth? Well, the first baseball game he saw was in 1942, more than 30 years after he wrote the words. So, yes, I do mean to say that the baseball song, the unofficial anthem of that sport, was written by two men who had never seen a baseball game. Now, you know the rest of the story.
What do you think of when you hear the word insurance? Careful now, the kids may be listening, so keep it clean. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. You're not alone in those thoughts. In fact, we may even agree with you on some of your thoughts regarding insurance. When I hear insurance, I think promise. A policy at State Farm equates to a promise to make you whole again, a promise to have a local agent by your side paired with a company that has the financial strength to back up that promise. Visit us at juliecarens.com, give us a call, or stop by the office in downtown Richland Center.
The Wisconsin Supper Club tradition has found new life at Kickapoo Creekside. From mouthwatering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and perfectly crafted old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside offers a truly exceptional dining experience. Choose from the menu or indulge in the chef's daily special. Dine inside or enjoy your meal outside in the fresh air. Visit Kickapoo Creekside at 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays starting at 11. Come and taste the tradition.
Valentine's Day. Yep, it's almost here again. This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and I have to ask, has Valentine's Day gotten boring at your house? I have a way to get some sparkle in her eyes for you. Sparkling diamonds. We have so many diamonds just waiting to be matched up to the perfect woman. Earrings, necklaces, bracelets, and of course rings. Maybe you want to upgrade her old diamond. We do that right here too. To make it easier, we offer financing with approved credit, and we have just lowered our diamond prices to make it easier than ever for you to get a larger diamond. Let's make a deal. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center. Happy Valentine's Day.
Hello, this is Added Touch Floral on Main Street. Let us help make your Valentine's special this year with a beautifully arranged bouquet by Ashley and Samantha. We also have candy bouquets, stuffed animals, a large selection of wines, balloons, and candles. Give us a call at 647-2319 or order directly on our website at addedtouchfloral.com. Don't be that guy who forgot Valentine's Day and order early to enter our $250 giveaway to Open Season, J.J. Walsh, or Added Touch Floral. Check our Facebook page. We look forward to making this day special for your Valentine.
Coach Jamie Johnson here. How are your New Year's resolutions or goals going? Are you struggling?
Have you given up already? Maybe you didn't even know where to start or didn't even start. I would love to chat with you about a systematic, structured, supported health plan that works. I say with our program, the plan works if you work the plan. Contact me today, Jamie Johnson, through Facebook, or you can call me at 608-604-7751. Mention the radio ad and receive a scholarship upon the order.
At Macy's, we're so ready for Valentine's Day. While it might feel like it's still a ways off, it's actually next Friday. Fortunately, that's just enough time for you to find the perfect gifts from our Valentine's Day gift guide. How about a hobo-style handbag from Coach? A three-piece gift set from Lancome, Estee Lauder, or Clinique? A watch from Michael Kors? Or diamonds and more diamonds? Whatever your love loves, come into Macy's and find the perfect gift for your Valentine before next Friday sneaks up on you like Cupid with a little bow and arrow.
We're at 7 degrees, so we've made progress up one from this morning's low temperature. Happy birthday wishes today to Morgan Elliott, to our granddaughter Morgan, with lots of love from Grandpa and Grandma Meese. And we have a happy birthday wish to Jerry Myers. It's the 24th anniversary of his 29th birthday. Wait a minute, okay? I was on the math team. We'll figure that out. But anyway, lots of love to Jerry Myers from Tammy and the kids today. Wishing you the best. We're just ahead of the trivia question of the day in just a little bit. Here's Adriana Freeman on FM 100.9.
Haven't I been your angel? Haven't I been your saint? Ooh, haven't I been your angel? Haven't I been your saint? Boy, I'm tired of trying to save you. Maybe Jesus can, but I.
walked into the room, I could feel those heat waves rolling off of you. And your pretty body lay close to me, melting in the heat. Hey, is it hot in here or is it just me? 'Cause I'm burning, burning up with love like a log in a fireplace. Yeah, I'm burning, burning up with love since the first time I saw you, baby. I've been burning up with love for you. I've been burning up with love. Been burning up with love for you. I've been burning up with love. Somebody hand me the thermometer and hand it to me quick. I think I just better take my temperature. I'm sick. Love sick. There's a red hot fever inside of me. I must have caught it from your lips. It gets hotter and hotter and hotter when we kiss. Baby, I'm burning, burning up with love like a dog in a fireplace. Yeah, I'm burning, burning up with love since the first time I saw you, baby. I've been burning up with love. 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 Ever since the night we kissed and set my world on fire, I've been burning up with love. I've been burning up with love.
There's Eddie Rabbit, burning up with love. Henry Bray dancing to that song. That's enough. Quit it. There you go. Well, Patrick Mahomes treated Super Bowl opening night like a two-minute drill, providing rapid-fire answers to one question after another. Travis Kelce passed on an inquiry about popping the question to Taylor Swift. Been there, done that, he says. That's how the Kansas City Chiefs handling the annual extravaganza that kicks off Super Bowl week. The Philadelphia Eagles were here 2 years ago, so they weren't fazed by some of the silliness either as well. It's quite the circus, quite the zoo there, that's for sure. I've seen like aerial shots of all of the media set up and asking the different players questions and getting their time with that. And Mike Clemens is experiencing some of that as well. He'll join us on Friday during his usual time to talk about what he has witnessed and experienced so far with the Super Bowl hype behind the scenes. Here's Lila McCann.
Still on both our minds. Trivia question of the day is coming up today. It's now 8:41. We're at 7 big degrees.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
At Clary Memorial Funeral Home, every detail is handled with compassion and integrity. I'm Nicole Widener Ford, a licensed funeral director. Josh Clary and I share commitment to honoring every life with meaningful commemoration. Clary Memorial offers a variety of personalized service options to fit your needs and budget. With spacious facilities and a dedicated professional staff, in your time of need, trust Clary Memorial Funeral Home to guide you through. Call today for compassionate care.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Experience the ultimate in snow removal with Cub Cadet snowblowers from McFarland's. Engineered for performance and durability, Cub Cadet snowblowers are designed to make your winter easier. With a wide range of models to choose from, you can find the perfect snowblower to fit your lifestyle. Visit McFarland's Retail and Service Center in Sauk City and discover the Cub Cadet difference.
Trivia time from WRCO today is sponsored by Muscadet Mini Mart, a delicious pizza, a large pizza there. It awaits you if you're the one that gets through with the correct answer to our trivial quiz today. It's a music quiz today, going back to one of the most famous hits for Glen Campbell, the song "By the Time I Get to Phoenix." So the song says the singer is visiting, of course, Phoenix in Arizona and also Oklahoma. What other U.S. state will he be visiting according to the lyrics of the song by the time I get to Phoenix? Visiting Arizona and Oklahoma, but what other U.S. state will the singer be visiting? There you go for the pizza today. Here's Shane Sellers. Congratulations to Lori Bond, who knew the right answer, singing the song through in her head there. We had several guesses for Galveston, but that's another Glenn Campbell song altogether. We're talking about the song By the Time I Get to Phoenix, and the singer mentions, of course, Phoenix, which is in Arizona, also mentions the state of Oklahoma. What other U.S. state will he be visiting according to the song lyrics? Well, the correct answer would be New Mexico. He has to go to Albuquerque. We were asking for the U.S. state, and of Albuquerque, of course, is in New Mexico. Congrats to Lori, the winner of our pizza from Muscadet Mini Mart in Muscadet, a delicious pizza. Stop by and check it out. That's what they're raving about, so enjoy that, Lori. Albuquerque, New Mexico. Yeah, just looked it up. Daytime high today of 71. Wow, yeah, we should hop in. Go. A classic Grammy winner from Mr. Glenn Campbell.
By the time I get to Phoenix, she'll be rising. She'll find the note I left hanging on her door. She'll laugh.
says I'm leaving. Cause I've left that girl so many times before. By the time I make Albuquerque, she'll be working. She'll probably stop at lunch and give me a call. But she'll just hear that phone keep on ringing off the wall. That's all.
Glenn Campbell, a Jimmy Webb song that took them to the top of the charts back in the day. It is 7 degrees at WRCO. We will talk about Richland area tourism. Got some good stuff going on here as we start to dream about nicer weather, but some things even going on here during the month of February. So we'll talk about that coming up during the AM show today with Marty Richards. And we may even skirt back to the past a little bit. That's where I like to live. Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008. We named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Wilkinson Auctions is proud to present our annual Hillsboro Area Equipment Auction, Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. This is a huge auction with tractors, farm equipment, tillage equipment, planters, trucks, trailers, combines, and more. We're taking quality consignments of equipment. Get your equipment up to the Hillsboro Auction Yard today. This is a live auction with online bidding available. The Hillsboro Area Equipment Auction, Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. More info at wilkinsonauctions.com.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
It's time to roll up your sleeves and get your shots. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Viking Pharmacy, and Community Pharmacy are now scheduling flu and COVID shots. Protect yourself and your loved ones by getting these essential vaccines. It's quick, easy, and the best way to keep those pesky bugs at bay. Go online to ramchealth.com to schedule your appointment. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy-efficient lighting systems for your business, technology is making everything smarter. Good thing your Touchstone Energy Cooperative can help you make smarter work harder. Today, there are more ways than ever to make your world more energy efficient, and we can show you how. Take the next step to go electric and put the power of your co-op to work for you.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Producers of award-winning cheeses for over 98 years, Meister Cheese Company in Muscadet invites you to stop by their factory cheese store located in Muscadet's Industrial Park. With a large selection of Wisconsin-made cheese, sausage, mustards, and spreads, and you're sure to find a taste-tempting treat. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and Saturday, 9 to 1. Or visit them anytime on the web at meistercheese.com.
7 degrees at WRCO FM 100.9. Here's Leah Bell Frazier.
I used to walk out of dressing rooms and watch your faces you would swoon when I'd spin around to show you how I would look on our next date. You'd smile and say you couldn't wait. Your words were ringing so true. Trash talk leaves me speechless, yeah. Your trash talk leaves me speechless. My friend said that you always looked at me in a love-struck daze when I was up there singing to you. And you said she loved my big brown eyes, how they looked amber in the lights. But now I know your type was blue. Trash talk leaves me speechless, yeah. Your trash talk leaves me speechless. And when you broke up with me, explaining next to nothing, saying it's just the way it goes. But I got your mama's number, and you know I still hear from her, and I think that she might want to know. You hate the way I drink, how everything I did was so unladylike. And oh, but there's no problem with my hair. You say all this because you care. Don't have enough that cuts me. It reveals your weakness, babe. Your trash talk leaves me speechless.
Sun coming up on this Gulf Coast town. We've had one hell of a time, but our time is running out. You're about to head back north, I'm about to head back west, but I gotta get this off my sunburned chest. I swear, I think this thing we got could go somewhere. Girl, I've never gone to Jacksonville, Georgia, after holding you all night. Santa Margarita, can I get your number? Meet me by the water, text hooking up. See you next summer. See you next summer. All the same. I bet them hometown boys can't wait for you to get back. They're probably standing in line. Go ahead and tell them all that. You met somebody at the beach and didn't want to say goodbye. Let's add one more on that pop. Inside, yeah. Girl, I've never gone to Jacksonville, Georgia, but after holding you all night, I wanna. Is this Santa Margarita? Can I get your number? Meet me by the water, text hooking up. See you next summer. See you next summer. All the same. Thank you.
isn't you right here.
Good friend and neighbor, Phil Nee, hoping you have a great day. We'll put our little records away and have a little community conversation for you coming up here on WRCO-FM in Richland Center following the ABC News Update at 9, sponsored by the Phoenix Center. Family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games. We're at 8 degrees at 9 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The trade war with China is on. 10% tariffs kicking in overnight. The retaliatory 15% tariffs on U.S. goods entering China in effect as well. However, ABC Chief White House correspondent Mary Bruce says the trade war that President Trump was threatening against Mexico and Canada has been averted for now.
After two phone calls with Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, Canada agreeing, in addition to its existing $1.3 billion border plan, to appoint a